Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Nug Nargang from Illusionoid. Our show has been nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award for Best Podcast. It's a public voting category, and you can vote for us. Just register at CanadianComedy.ca and cast your vote. It's free and it's easy. The link will also be available on our Facebook page, so go ahead, check that out, and click away. Please submit your vote for your favorite podcast. Hopefully it's us.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Are you guys ready for our special guest?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, a fine comedian and a big fan of science fiction and a good friend of ours, been on the podcast a few times. You may know him from his own podcast, The Sean Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Cullen!
There is!
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
It's grand to be
it's
here.
It's great. It's great. Sean has been on some episodes of Illusionoid before.
Yes, I have.
It was very, very fun to have
well,
you on
Well, I
board.
Hope so.
Yeah. We.
I can only hope so because I'm back.
You're back.
If you hated it, I don't understand your motivation.
No. Well, we
having
did,
you back.
We did one episode in particular that was a lot of fun where you played a general.
Yes.
And Paul and I were a couple of guys who'd experimented with some...
polymers, some sort of plastic?
Some plastic polymers, and we could make ourselves look like anything at all. And you were General Hardass, I believe.
You idiots!
Yeah, sorry. I was hoping for that.
With your goddamn faces changing all the time! What's your problem?
That was all I did.
That's right.
Just scream his head off.
And then Paul Paul humiliated you in that episode by masturbating onto your chest. Remember that?
I think it was his back.
Oh, it was
I
his
don't
back.
Want to
it
be
his back.
God damn it.
Right. That's right. It was his back. You know, we're just reliving good times. That's what we're doing.
But you're a big fan of science fiction.
I am a huge fan of science fiction.
What are you? Are you currently reading anything?
Well, I'm just reading a Dan Simmons series called Rise of Endymion.
Tell us.
It's amazing. It's very good. I can't tell you about it. It's impossible. It's ridiculous.
What's the first thing that happens in it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The first thing that happens is a man is sitting playing Rachmaninoff on a Steinway piano in the year 2800 AD, sitting in his spaceship near on a jungle planet.
Oh, yeah.
And it extrudes a balcony out of the side of his spaceship so he can play his Steinway out and listen to the dinosaurs in the distance howling.
That's the first thing that
happens?
That's
the first thing you meet.
Wow.
And he is a console for the hegemony of human planets or the world web. And he is about to go on a pilgrimage to the planet of Hyperion, where the time tombs are about to open.
Oh,
and the horrifying Shrike that travels through time.
Whoa.
punishes all pilgrims who attempt to enter the time tombs.
Oh my God.
Good
I
Lord.
Need to read this.
I wish we were at speed dating right now, and that was the first thing somebody led with.
Okay, here's the thing. The time tubes are opening. I don't have a lot of time. the time sphinx itself may rise.
Oh, anyway, wow.
It's insane. It's
that's
amazing.
Crazy. That's a series?
That's a series called, I think it's called the Hyperion series.
And how did you find out about this?
Well, I'm a big fan of Dan Simmons. I kind of went back engineered this love of Dan Simmons. Mm. I read a book of his called The... it was called The Terror, and it's set in Franklin's expedition to find the Northwest Passage that was lost. Yeah. No one knew what happened to them or where the ships went. And it's told from the point of view of the captain of the second ship. The Terror is the name of the ship.
Okay.
And the Erebus is the first ship with Franklin on it. And things get crazy. There's a mutiny. Weird beasts start coming out of the Arctic.
Wow.
Like there's this kind of crazy, kind of primordial polar bear creature.
Yeah.
I can't even describe it, but it's about horrifying. Like I'm fascinated by also Arctic explorers and that sort of thing.
Did you ever read At the Mountains of Madness by H.P. Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft is. I'm a huge fan of H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah, because that's when you described the Arctic exploration, that's immediately what I thought of.
Well, you're isolated from everything. And just the idea that a bunch of people are stuck in these ships and slowly the ice is crushing the ships.
Yeah.
And you're stuck there for months on end and they slowly go mad, but you can't tell if they're mad or not.
Yeah.
Really.
Because you yourself may be mad.
I may be mad for reading this book. And the other series that I read of his is about, it's called Olympus. And it starts with a guy who is a cultural archaeologist. And what's happening is he's observing the Trojan Wars that are being completely reenacted by a quantum computer. So he is watching it. Kind of trying to figure out what happened and like it's all poetic language in the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out what actually happened. So he's sitting there watching, observing, Achilles pound the shit out of hundreds of Trojans and then behead people and stuff like that.
So they input the stats
of everything.
Yeah,
they're all the quantum probabilities and then just watch it unreal. And then he kind of figures out, well, this is really weird that this is my job. Who's in charge? And he starts kind of, it starts to break down.
Well, that's
there.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. And are that's there Arctic cool. beasts in this?
No Arctic beasts, but what I thought was funny, what kind of really hooked me into it was he was like, oh, I'm really looking forward to the part where they start talking about the centaurs who are supposed to show up.
Because
I'd really like to know if there were actual centaurs. I can't really describe why this is fascinating to me.
No, it is.
But it is.
Yeah.
And then he's written another book about the guy who's working. They're all working building the Mount Rushmore statues, like the faces on Mount Rushmore. But he's a Blackfoot Indian from the Black Hills, and it's called Black Hills. And it's about him planning to dynamite the entire face of the thing when they finish it.
Nice.
Because that's a sacred monument. It's like building, Disneyland in the Taj Mahal. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's basically what the Mount Rushmore was.
So you like a lot of historical things.
I like historical
sci-fi
stuff.
Laid on to your historical moments.
There's a great new series that I'm reading that Peter Jackson has picked up for to make into films, and it's called Temeraire.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it?
No.
It's about dragons, but it's set in Napoleonic Europe, and... There, people have dragons that they ride around. There's a dragon force.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
where do you hear about
shit.
All your stuff? Where do you hear about all?
I don't know. I just kind of troll around looking for it. I have no idea why I pick these books up.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Great. But I kind of, when I'm not reading science fiction, I'm kind of reading science or history or porn.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Sci-fi porn.
Scientific
sci-fi
history
historical porn.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
There's nothing like it. historical science fiction. That's my favorite.
Oh, funny you should say that.
Oh.
Let's
should we do one like that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one like that. Yeah. Yeah, we just build all right. on what you just said.
Let's get a let's get an adjective, some sort of historical adjective, like something describing something epic and old. From you, the audience.
What's that?
Majestic?
Majestic. Sure.
Majestic will take. And let's get a noun, something particular, something. Scepter?
Scepter.
The majestic scepter.
Yeah, so let's get a historical period that we can set this in as well.
Bronze Age.
Nice.
Bronze Age.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
The majestic scepter. Bronze Age.
Oh,
and
yeah,
now,
right. Oh, yeah.
Tonight's transmission.
Night two of the Chrono Stage Festival. Things are going well. The show hasn't ended. It's been 72 hours of festival. I've been up here. You've missed a lot. Chatting, warning, yelling, sleeping, a lot of sleep, weeping. And now, more warning. In your past, bronze will be a tool you employ for many tools, many things, because really, you haven't figured out how to do much else. But what will you build? What if your imagination could take you anywhere? Would you build with that bronze that you could hold in one hand, slam on the floor? I'm guessing scepter.
Cool. It's cold tonight.
Yes.
These druid robes really don't, you know, keep the cold out.
Yeah, it's cold.
They do not keep the cold out.
We
worship nature.
Yeah.
We worship nature.
Oh,
yes, it's druids.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
You think it's wonderful, except it's cold as shit.
I know, it's very cold.
We sit out here on the moors all night. You'd think we'd fucking understand, and I'd excuse my French.
No, it's all right.
French have not don't really exist yet.
Yeah, it's right. Call them the Gauls.
Excuse my Frankish.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You'd think if we worship nature, we'd find some way to keep it from freezing us to death.
Oh, man.
You think that would be number one?
You're talking necromancy, right?
No, necromancy.
Do you hear that?
That's David.
That's Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. Dave.
Cut it out with the wolf howls. Would you mind?
We're talking magic.
Just getting some wood.
That was incredibly quick.
How do you
Did
do
you
that?
Just shift it like that. It's unbelievable.
I'm calling to my friends, and that's how I do it is all.
Whoa, well done.
Are you there?
No, I'm not. What? I'm right here.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm not in your wolf cult. I'm not in the wolf cult.
All right, well, I'll just get the wood and I'll be back then, all right?
That's right, but stop with the wolf stuff. Will you stop it? Because the kids get scared and they come out of the yurt and they get annoyed and they come out and say, Mommy, what's the wolf outside? I say, no, it's Dave the fucking asshole.
Well, I have to practice, is all. I have to practice to get in the wolf club.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You are a total social climber, Dave. Social climber, that's you.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'm here now. I'm back. Here's your wood.
All right, thanks. We'll throw it on the freaking fire, would you?
Well, all of it
it's
right
freezing.
Now.
It is
bloody
freezing.
Cold.
I'll have to go back and get more if we throw it all on the fire.
Listen. The other thing I want to talk to you about is why is it I have to cut all the mistletoe. I have to cut all the mistletoe. And you just bring the wood. And you usually bring like 4 pieces of wet wood.
Yeah.
And then you howl like a wolf. And then off to bed.
Well, I can only look in the nighttime.
What do you mean you can only look in the nighttime?
It's part of my, my prerequisite to get into the wolf club. I have to be nocturnal, I think.
I wish I could swear against some god in the future who will die for our sins. But I cannot. I cannot. You've really frustrated me.
David!
Will you stop it?
You know, if you weren't our brother, we would have you out of here in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, you say that now. You say that now, but you don't know what I just found out in the wilderness.
What did you find?
What did you find out there?
An orchestra?
Underneath the orchestra.
Oh!
Feast your eyes on this.
Good gravy. No, it's a scepter.
Oh, yeah. Look at it. It's jewel encrusted.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I dare say it's majestic.
What's it made out of?
Well, it's hard. It ain't stone. And it ain't wood. And it certainly ain't moss.
It's teeth.
Is it teeth? Is it made of teeth?
Well, look at the colour.
No, it's not.
Well, do you want to know what it is?
What? Hello, Helen.
I know what it is, boys.
Well, Helen knows what it is. She knows everything.
Yeah, come on over.
She's the wise lady of the tribe.
Yeah, I found Helen out there too. Yes. I brought her back.
Oh, that's nice. She wanders off.
Thank you for bringing me here. Helen. I know what it's made of.
Helen, do you mind closing your robe there for a second?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have to air out.
You got a lot of creases going on in there.
Yeah. Whoa.
I know what that scepter is.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's a scepter, first of all.
It's made of the third best metal known to man.
All right.
Not the best.
Well, number one, we know, right?
Gold,
we all know.
Gold.
Tin.
Gold. Gold.
Yeah. Gold.
Tin. Tin's fantastic.
Tin is good.
Tin, you can bend it all around, make a hat.
But it's not the best.
You can put it on your knees.
Well, it's gold's not fairly malleable.
It's not well. Gold's fairly malleable,
it's
isn't
fine.
It?
Yeah.
The most valuable, of course, gold is the
gold
best.
Gold is
all right,
fine.
All right.
Gold is great.
Agree to disagree.
I'll give a gold.
All right.
And then second is silver.
Silver.
Nice. You know that's next because if you pay for something with gold and you've paid too much, they give you change in silver.
Right.
Have we graduated from the barter system?
Have we got to...
I think we have.
Have we invented currency at this
where
point?
Where I am from, yes.
Where are you from, Ellen?
Where are you from?
Over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Hi! How are you?
The one who was in those little sacks on your waists.
Just change. That's right.
That's fun.
And then the third most valuable. How you know it's third? Because
titanium.
No, sorry, I jumped in. No, you jumped in.
Yeah. Adamantium.
No, it's...
Aluminium.
Is it lithium?
Aluminium.
Boron.
Mercury.
We call it xenon.
Is it xenon, isn't it?
It's called bronze.
Yeah. What?
Bronze.
Bronze.
So it means like if you're out in the sun...
We've made it.
And you rub it on your face, you get a tan.
That's right. Or you turn green, it'll tell you if you're allergic.
That's copper, isn't it?
It's bronze.
Copper.
Copper.
It's a bronze scepter.
Bronze.
Whoever holds this bronze scepter will always be in third place.
What?
That's right.
That's cryptic. It's very cryptic.
And look at the wolf boy holding it now. You're always going to be third, wolf boy.
I don't mind those odds, Frank.
How'd you do that?
I'm in the club! I did it! I spoke and howled at the same time!
And he was holding the scepter at the time!
You are now third in command of the wolves.
Well, third's not so bad.
No, it's not bad.
I mean, that's a lot better than being last.
So you're third.
I'm
and
the gamma male now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's nice. And then above you is Dave. The other Dave with the mustache.
Right. Dave.
And mustache Dave. And on top is Keith.
Yeah.
Keith is number one wolf. He's alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha wolf. Yeah. Although we haven't really learned ancient Greek yet. So we should think of another designation.
That's
Enjoy
right.
Enjoy your Prime. Third Prime. Place, Best? Wolf boy. Enjoy it.
All right.
For you will never advance. You will always be third.
You know what Harry always
tries
to do?
Who invited the downer?
Yeah, I know.
She did.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Brought me here. He found me and he brought me.
Well, now I'm taking you back.
You can't command me. Only the first can. The curse of being third.
Way to go, Dave.
Nice work, Dave.
Nice work, Dave. Why don't you howl while you do that?
You know, all I did was, I didn't know what I did. I just brought it to you guys. I just thought you'd, you know, validate me and just, you know, reward me for bringing in such a cool, rather interesting metallic shaft.
When you find a gold scepter,
yeah,
call us.
Yeah. Or even a silver one.
Well,
nice.
Why don't you give us a wolf call and we'll show up for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you just wait and see. I will. I'll take this to Keith. That's what I'll do.
What?
Well, I'll take this to Keith and he'll know what to do with it. And perhaps then I'll find a gold one or a silver one or maybe a lead one. Lead's got to be fourth. It's got to be. It's useful.
You make plumbing out of it.
Yeah. It's heavy.
Savvy, exactly. The Arabs will know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Build a toilet.
Right. I say we go on a quest, boys.
Good idea.
Sounds like there's a couple more scepters out there for us to find.
Oh, you're going to come with me now?
Yeah.
Well, why not? We're good as freezing our asses off here.
Yeah. That's right. Here. Sitting on the moors.
On the moors. The moors.
Wishing there was some way to control the weather.
Wish it was some way to stop that guy from using that buzzsaw over there.
I wish there was some way to shape the moors.
Oh, you've found the key to the scepter. You've made the third wish. The bronze scepter grants only every third wish.
Oh, brother.
This is like peeling an onion with you.
Talk about burying the lead.
The curse of being third!
Well, it's not bad.
Helen.
That's not a curse. You get a wish.
That's all right.
You don't get the first thing you wish for.
First she said, I will just come third.
Yeah.
But now she says, everything I wish for, yeah, as comes, long as it comes yeah, after you two. Yeah.
Give me the scepter for a second.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, look what I found. Wish number one. I wish I was covered in shit.
Nope, you don't get that
wish
one.
Wish number two.
Nope.
I wish that I wasn't covered in shit.
Oh, hello.
Wish number three, I like a gold scepter.
Bloody hell! Your scepter turns to gold!
Hello, everyone! Hey, Keith! Get a load of this, you piece of shit! Who's number one now? Oh! Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, he's mad at you.
Say what you like, Keith! Say what you like! I'm number one now! Well, He's number one.
Number three at the same time.
Good Lord. He's bracketing number two.
That's right. So, here, I got a new idea. Those wind chimes are beautiful.
Oh, they are, aren't they?
You built those out.
Yeah, I built those.
Yeah, those are so nice.
Oh, I need a project.
You're handy. It's
a prerequisite to get into the Wolf Club.
Yeah.
Well, one day we'll invent the gazebo and we can put them out in front of it.
Yeah.
Time like
we got
present.
A yurt already.
Well, you could just wish for one right now.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I was just going to get to that.
You wish for something.
All right. Give me that scepter over here. Wish number one. It's my third wish, right? That comes true.
It's now the first wish because it's a gold scepter, retard.
All right. You know what? Bronze
and
gold.
The curse of not understanding.
Bloody hell. All right. First wish. I've got to get this right now. I would like to be in charge of all of you lot and control time and space.
That's two wishes.
Fuck.
Well, the second one won't come true because it's the second wish.
So I'm in control of all you lot then?
Yeah. The second one was a pretty abstract concept anyway.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be good. I thought that I could make it warm up a little bit then.
I built this guitar.
Whoa! It's amazing. Hurts my bowel.
That's the note I invented.
Yeah.
That's the curse of number two.
Oh, good one. Oh, good one, Helen.
Thank you.
Good one.
Yeah, nice.
So
nice.
Now we've got the gold one.
Yep.
And you're in charge of us.
I'm in charge of you lot.
You got number three. What was wish number three?
Oh, wish number three was...
What was it again?
It was
supposed to be a gazebo. Let's see what he says.
For me? I'm going to make wish number three.
No, listen to me, you stupid idiots.
What?
You wished for control of us with wish number one.
Right.
I wished with wish number three for a gold scepter.
Right, which I'm holding in my hand.
So now we just got to find the silver scepter.
Right.
And make wish number two.
Right, okay. Well, this is where we go on our quest, right?
Right.
Off we go.
Off we go.
Now, make sure you pack a lunch.
I've got some sandwiches.
All right, good.
I've got a side of goat.
All I've right. got four pieces of wood.
Oh, you moron.
I've got a smoke kipper.
I've got smoke wood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how's that, Dave? Fucking idiot.
Bloody hell.
I Dave. Caught me some mice, and I took down a... I took down...
Can't get a word out without owling this guy.
What? I took down a mule.
You did what?
I took down a mule.
Took it down?
Yeah, like a wolf.
Did you put up a fight?
Well, that's all right because, you know, the mule had really run its useful course.
Yeah.
As a little evolutionary stage, it is sterile.
Yeah.
So it can't really ever reproduce.
Well, who will carry everything now?
Helen.
Oh, shit.
Helen will carry everything.
Nice.
Yeah. She's got broad back.
Well, she does
and we can
indeed.
Hang lots of stuff off her wrinkly flesh.
Oh. That's right. I've got some of those clips I can clip onto her flesh there.
Oh.
I built those. I built these clips.
I've made a horrible
bits.
Error.
A tin.
All right, well, so we're off, but I don't understand one thing. Why can't we just wish?
Because we used our wishes.
You only get one wish from each scepter?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's Ellen? The rule, isn't it?
Did anyone wish for more wishes?
No.
That never works, you know.
Oh, it would have, though.
I was reading on a scroll of vellum earlier today that's really not...
I can tell you firsthand that vellum is a liar anyways. He said he was he said he couldn't make Wolf Clan Night.
Right,
because he had a sick tummy.
Right.
Vellum is a form of writing material.
Yeah.
It's not a human being's name.
Yeah, even I know that.
Vellum is scraped skin, scraped to the point of translucence.
Yeah, like this. This is vellum here, off of my
Helen,
stomach.
Close it up.
This here is
close
vellum.
Close it up, Helen.
I'm saying,
you have all the vellum you want right here, fellas.
Someone must have made it.
I'm not writing War and Peace.
It must have been. It must have been.
That guy was
What's
a liar.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a reference from the future.
Oh, you're from the future?
No, I'm not. I just made a reference from the future.
Oh.
Well, it's an abstract concept.
It can happen, you know. You know, there's a million references you can make. And one of them is going to end up happening in the future someday.
It's true.
What
it's
am
true.
I, Hitler?
No. What? It's that theory of like a million monkeys and a million typewriters, wherever they are.
That's right. You get a million scribes with a million bits of pointy rock and some soapstone.
Yeah, for an infinite amount of time.
They're eventually going to write the Lay of Gilgamesh.
Love it. Nice.
Ooh.
Never mind, Ellen. You just are such a cretin. You've never read a single book.
I've lived in the woods with a bronze scepter for years, waiting for someone to find it and make a third wish. And
done.
It happened tonight.
That's done. So you can really go back to the woods now.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of run your course.
If you see a silver scepter out there.
I'll try and find it.
All Here right. we are. We've arrived at the graveyard of our ancestors.
Oh, hello, David. Your uncle.
Hello!
Everyone's dead. And they're all named David in your family. It's a very strange group of people you live with.
The custom in my family is to try to pretend that the dead are talking.
Oh, I see.
Hello!
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 Hello. Welcome to the graveyard. I am the gravekeeper here.
You look like Helen a bit.
Yes.
Are you
She's
related?
My mum.
Oh, right.
Nice.
You can tell from look at the vellum I have.
Oh, jeez. Cover it up.
No,
cover
it's
it up,
family
great
family tradition to leave our robes open,
Please
vellum
don't.
Flowing freely.
Oh, God.
Well, I see. I'm just going to look into it. I'm just going to stare into the abyss and see what happens.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Under this flap of skin. It's a silver scepter.
There it is.
In In okay. her?
Which, yeah. Well, it's under a flap of skin. Someone put it under there for safekeeping.
So it's not in her.
And there's a couple of wine skins.
And Helen hid it there where no one would look. No one would look inside the folds of the gravekeeper's skin.
Well, I'm looking right now, I can tell you that.
Oh, back dear. Off, Dave. Back off.
You like what you see, Dave?
Cue the wolf howl. No. And I like what I'm seeing.
Oh, Dave.
Get ready.
Oh, I can see you enjoy that, Dave. You're welcome to the Silver Scepter if you answer this question correctly.
All right.
Okay.
What's up?
Come on, Dave.
Okay. Come on, what's up, buddy?
Why did you have to ask Dave? He's a fucking
He's
idiot.
The one. He's the wolf boy.
What's up?
Come on.
Oh, up.
You can do this.
Well, the natural, the obvious answer is the sky.
That's right.
I'm
but
gonna
it's too obvious.
All right, so...
What is up?
What is up? What is
a word? Oh, it's a direction.
Okay, hold on. It's a word. It's a two-letter word, meaning the opposite of down, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So, follow me now. Up is a word.
It's a movie with that old cranky guy.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about the future again?
It's a future reference I made that might come true.
Well, Wolf Boy, do you have an answer?
Go What's for it, up? Dave. Do it, Dave. Go.
It's
do it, Dave. Come on. Do it, Dave. Come on, Dave.
It's a direction.
Are you from Jamaica?
It's a direction. It's a direction.
No,
it's a direction. It's a direction. It's a direction! It's a direction. I've said it so many times, the word doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Gravekeeper. You were right the second time.
Oh, I've said it 13 times.
The second time. The silver scepter is yours. Good luck finding...
A direction.
The gold scepter and getting it on the first try.
I've already found it.
Thanks a lot, Gravekeeper.
I have it. I'm holding on to the gold.
We found it out of sequence. It's totally fucked.
I've lived my usefulness. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. She planted herself with some kind of explosive.
I'm covered in it.
God, I told
I was staring right at it when it happened.
Oh, got in my mouth some of that.
I looked right at it, and you know what? I liked what I saw.
Oh, brother. Direction is when you have two penises and both are hard.
Oh, direction, of course.
Right. Oh, is that not a bi-rection?
Yeah, exactly.
A bi-rection or a tri-rection. Can we just go home with the silver scepter, please?
Yeah. All right, Dave.
Dave.
You've got it.
You've got it. It's your... Remember, your second wish will come true, Dave. Your second wish will come true, Dave.
Make it a good one.
Your second wish... will come true. Not all the right. first one.
All right.
Don't skip over the second one and say, third, I'd like this.
Uh-uh.
Just go one and then another one.
Yeah. All right, I will.
You will, you see?
All right.
All right.
So you burn the first one, get to the second one.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to waste the first one because some people believe that wishes can still come true no matter what, in what order they might be said.
What world are you living in, Dave? What world are you living in where first wishes come true when you're holding a
silver
scepter?
I just like every birthday, there's a reason I don't say my wishes because I believe it might come true. And every wish, I wish the same thing, and that's what I'm going to wish.
You're a child, Dave. You're a child.
You wish... What?
For a gazebo. For us. Because that's what we wanted. That's what we were talking about.
That's right. Something to hang these wind chimes on. I can take them off the end of my cock.
And... Let's just have a listen.
At least he's not wasting them.
Let's just have a listen to them right now.
Have a listen to the wind chimes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't pull on the wind chimes! Just let them spin! Jesus Christ,
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, I thought you were supposed to get them started.
No, you're not! Because it just ends up twisting round and round.
Oh, there they are.
There they are.
Oh, it's cool.
Oh, that's soothing.
Oh, that's nice.
My second wish.
All right, here it comes.
It gives a whole new meaning to go saying I'm going to take a tinkle. All right, second wish. Here we go.
For my second wish.
Oh, here it comes. All right.
May I just point out?
Yep. Yes.
Your first wish didn't come true.
There's no gazebo.
So get used to it, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Birthday wish, fucking wasted.
Fine,
every
fine.
Week.
But guess what?
Every year. I've got because you do your birthday wish every week.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking stupid. And you have no idea of this passing of time or what a birthday actually is.
It's an abstract concept. I don't know. I don't count the moon phases. Do you? Do you?
Yes, actually we do.
No, well, yeah.
For my second wish, yes. As I clutch this silver scepter.
There it is.
I wish.
Look at the veins stand out in his forearm.
I wish.
Look at the veins stand out.
Listen to my skin stretches.
Oh God, his skin is turning to vellum. Great flaps of it.
I wish.
There it is.
Oh, stop pulling on them.
I wish to be accepted by you lot. Just be accepted by you and the Wolf Clan.
Welcome to the clan, Dave. You're still a fucking idiot because that was a stupid fucking selfish wish. After all this, going to get the fucking thing from him.
Yep.
You don't wish for more wishes, you stupid idiot.
It's all I really wanted.
You are whatever we wanted, you stupid asshole.
But you accept me, though.
Oh, I guess I have to.
We have to accept you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, what Dave. A lame ass you are.
Can I have a hug?
No, yes, you can. There you go, you stupid ass.
Oh, it's bloody cold in here.
It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
If only we had something we could use to make a wish for it to be fucking warmer.
I'll go get some wood.
Oh, you stupid, stupid. Bring it right back to where we started, arsehole.
All right.
That's our show.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sean Cullen, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. Sean, what have you got coming up? What have you got coming up to tell?
Nothing.
Well, no, I've got your podcast?
There's a podcast, the Sean Pod. You can go to see it. You can't see it. You can hear it at iTunes, and you can listen to it on SiriusXM. I don't know. Oh, you can watch Rocket Monkeys. You're on
yes,
Rocket Monkeys.
Yes, Sean and I are voices on a cartoon called Rocket Monkeys. Sean is one of the Rocket Monkeys, and I play his mother.
Bernice. And there's also a show called Oh No, It's an Alien Invasion, which is fun. And
awesome.
I play a giant alien who wears a diaper and has a tiny brain in a jar on his head.
What's he sound like?
No, boy. He's the Emperor, Emperor Brainlius III.
Oh,
and he's
no boy, Brian. This is such an amazing place to live. I love stealing candy.
That's basically all I do most of the days.
Well, all I do is
it
a terrible Julia
out of context,
Child. So.
Yeah, you do an amazing job. Have a good day, everyone.
Sean Cullen, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, so thanks so much for coming. It's been the first Toronto Podcast Festival. Thanks to Mark DeBonis and everybody at the festival. And, of course, you can listen to this on iTunes, on Pod Almighty Network, on all of your iDevices. Give it up for Lee Smart and Paul Bates. My name is Nug Nargang. Thank you so much for coming. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Illusionoid. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.